Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
You know, these are the distractions that get you to lose elections. The last time we were talking about special sessions here in the state of Georgia, just a few weeks later, the Republican majority lost two U.S. Senate races.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp dismissed GOP calls for a special legislative session which would seek to impeach Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis after former President Donald Trump and 18 co-defendants were indicted on felony charges for their efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Trump pleaded not guilty on Thursday to the criminal charges he faces in Georgia, meaning he won't make a court appearance next week. The Biden administration has proposed a new rule that expands background check requirements for firearm dealers. Sellers online or at gun shows would be required to be licensed and conduct background checks on buyers. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre calls the move an effective tool to reduce gun violence.
This administration respects the right of responsible gun owners while also believing Americans have the right to live free from gun violence as well. Those two things can exist.
The proposed rule will go through the federal rulemaking process and comes as the country continues to endure increased gun violence. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas had reported taking three private jet trips courtesy of right-wing billionaire Harlan Crow last year. Thomas has been at the center of increasing ethical concerns. Last month at a legal conference in Oregon, Justice Elena Kagan said Congress does have some authority to oversee the court's policies.
Congress should have, you know, the right to consider for itself what it thinks constitutionally appropriate and otherwise appropriate.
Senate Democrats continue to push for legislation that would require a code of ethics for the court, which most Republicans oppose. The ACLU of Montana is supporting a lawsuit to overturn a ban on TikTok. Montana was the first state to effectively outlaw the app when it passed legislation in the spring. The legal director of the Montana chapter of the ACLU, Alex Raitt, calls the move a violation of Montanans' right to free speech.
In order for a democracy to function, individuals need an unabridged right to speak. And when the legislature or the government decides to restrict those ways that we can speak with one another, that violates our constitutional rights.
The Texas Supreme Court allowed a new law that prohibits most gender-affirming care for minors in the state to take effect today. Last week, a state district judge ruled the law violated rights of transgender children and their families and issued a temporary injunction. Democratic Texas Representative John Rosenthal opposed Senate Bill 14 and calls trans rights human rights.
The bill and the false negative and rhetoric around it politicizes kids who are often fragile and at a delicate juncture in their life.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.